Good afternoon, Oklahoma. We'll take a look at how the grain markets are opening on this Tuesday evening. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures were higher across the board today, with a little bit of strength from outside markets, and then the fundamentals matched up well today, and everything was just a little bit higher. We had the Kansas City wheat in July up 8.5 cents at 7.50¾, and then Chicago July was up 5 at 7.09½. If you look at the corn market, we were stronger in the front months, a little bit weaker in the back. September was down a penny, but December was up a penny. And then soybean, we started out mostly sharply higher today, and then throughout the day it got a little bit weaker and closed mostly about 15 cents off their highs. There's word that China's in the market again, buying corn and beans and wheat, some of it from the U.S. Basically, this time of year, we start seeing a lot of exports out of South America, but there's hundreds of cargo ships waiting to export it, and the product, according to soybeans, both are having a really slow time getting to market. So it's a little bit slower than normal, which that helps us here in the U.S. as our exports are a little bit higher because of that. Reuters put out a poll today with their Friday USDA estimates. Reuters put out a poll today with their ending stock estimates. They came in with wheat at 704 million bushels. Last month they said 691, so they increased wheat just a little bit. Corn came in at 643 million bushels. Last month the USDA said 632, so they increased that a little bit. But soybeans they lowered. They came in at 120 million bushels, where last month was 125 million bushels. So they're expecting the USDA report on Friday to be a little bit bearish wheat and corn, and maybe a little bit bullish the soybean. And then one last thing to note here is yesterday the Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas released their weekly crop progress and condition reports. The wheat improved just a little bit due to the storm, but due to the snow and weather storm we had the last couple weeks, but really didn't improve enough to really make a huge difference. The port, a very poor category in Oklahoma, was 47%. 37% was rated fair, and good to excellent was 16%. Kansas was 35% port of very poor, 41% fair, 24% good to excellent. And Texas, surprisingly, was pretty good at port of very poor was 45%, fair was 37%, and good to excellent was 18%. So the good to excellent categories are improving, which is a good thing. And, you know, every time you get rain, that'll continue to improve, even though it's way behind normal.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures, taking a look at the markets as they open on this Tuesday evening. Kansas City March wheat is down 1.5 right now at 7.34¾. July contract off 1.25 at 7.49½. Chicago March wheat down 0.25 at 6.96 even. July contract down 0.5 at 7.09 even. And looking at the row crops, corn March contract is down 2.25 cents right now at 7.29¾. July contract off 1.75 at 6.84¼. Soybeans are down as well, down 3.25 cents right now for the March contract at 14.93¼. July contract off 2 cents at 14.45¾. That's a look at your opening markets on this Tuesday evening. I'm Jim Apel for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.